I'm Veli Swala Badala, a professional nurse.
The ongoing counseling for nurses or for doctors who are dealing with HIV every day is just not there. For instance, we don't have support groups as professionals who are dealing with infectious clinics, whereby we would meet and ventilate or discuss about the issue of HIV, VCT, whatever problems we come across. But we are being thrown in a deep end as to go and work and deliver, and yet nobody looks after your needs.
Healthcare workers and occupational health.
The current poor state of the public health service dates back as far as before 1994. When the new government was voted to power, it permitted itself to restructure and render high-quality healthcare service to the people of South Africa. It also promised to address and improve the needs and conditions of healthcare workers. 10 years later, healthcare workers feel a lot of frustration, uncertainty, and insecurity.
My name is Lydia Cairncross. I'm a doctor working currently at Somerset but moving to Uster. One of our main problems is working hours. For junior doctors, we work between 80 and 100 hours a week. That's far beyond the overtime that we are supposed to. So we spend a lot of time extremely tired and therefore unable to deliver the kind of service that we should be able to give to our patients. We also have problems with medicine shortages, equipment shortages, problems with theatre time, and a huge, huge patient load, because our people are not only very sick but also exposed to a lot of trauma and violence in our communities.
The biggest health and safety hazard faced by healthcare workers in clinics is the shortage of staff. Staff shortages are creating extreme workloads for healthcare workers as they have to deal with ever-increasing queues of patients.
I'm Sharon Spandiel. I'm a nurse working at the clinics. I'm also with the South African Municipal Workers Union as a shop steward. Yes, of course, the number of people visiting the clinics has tripled, although the staff has gone down. I deal with at least 50 patients, but not in one room, in different rooms. With the treatment room, with the primary health care, and the STIs. The workload is high on the nursing staff, whereas as a nurse, you need to cover three stations at a day. For example, treatment room, STIs, and also do the counseling and testing.
One of the most important findings of our research was the significance of staff shortages and patient load as a major cause of anger and frustration amongst municipal health workers. Clinic staff identified this as a major factor impacting negatively on their health, safety, well-being and job satisfaction.
I am professional nurse MT Makatani from Pelnomi Hospital in Free State. We encounter a burnout syndrome, that you are so tired that you can't even render the quality care that you are supposed to render, because now you exhausted yourself, you worked yourself out. And sometimes with now, if I've got to look at it in the sight of my family now, what the impact it has on my family. Sometimes I knew that my off duty, I was supposed to go off at 4 o'clock or at 1 o'clock. But at 4 o'clock, there is no work without people. Maybe we're only two, and the other one got ill, didn't manage to come on duty. It means that now I can't go home and leave the kids alone. It means I'll have to work until 7 o'clock so that the nurse staff can come and take over. And that at home, I didn't say that I was working. I was going to work until 7 o'clock, but I was going to work until 1 o'clock. Then we'll find that it caused conflict even at home.
My name is Wandumise, a shop steward of Nihau and Western Cape Ikapa region. In the case of the nurses with the being overworked, the nurses will get burned out. Secondly, I don't expect any nurse, when she is not well mentally and physically, to be able to deliver and be productive on the patient. Hence, I'm saying, if the government was looking upon the workers themselves, then they will be in a position to give a good production.
With the patient load that is high, we do sometimes turn away patients that are not very serious to come the next day. But those who are left behind is the patients that we need. We don't have time to educate, to advise, because we're rushing through them to be able to finish by the end of our working day as our day end at 4:30.
We can't attend to all the patients at the right time. Even there, that is stipulated that we are supposed to attend within such a time. We find that we can't manage to attend in such a short time because I can't attend plus or minus 20 patients in an hour's time, and I'm expected to have done it correctly. So I think that is one problem that we are encountering.
Healthcare workers and occupational health.
It is not only nurses that are affected by poor services delivery and unhealthy conditions. Communities are also complaining about long queues, insufficient medicine, long distances that they have to travel to the clinic, and bad service that they receive from clinic staff. The communities do not understand that nurses are not responsible for the shortage of the staff.
People don't get enough medication there. There are charts on the wall. It's whereby they used to tell people to have a home care medication, more especially for kids. They used to tell the mothers to have a home care medication for the kids.
We have to wake up early in the morning when we want to go to clinic. You can't just wake up at 8 o'clock and then go straight to the clinic. You have to wake up early in the morning. By 4 o'clock, you must be there waiting on the queue. There's a line already when you go there by 4 o'clock. There's already a line. Then you go there and then wait on the line. They give you the tickets when you arrive there. They give you everybody the ticket. There's a man always there by 4 o'clock to give other people the tickets. Then by 7 o'clock, the clinic is open.
Trade unions and organizations such as Industrial Health Research Group and Municipal Service Project have taken big steps in making sure that the health and safety of both healthcare workers and communities is prioritized.
Tuake Makandela organized for public health sector in Nehau. Things are not even better, worse in the public health sector for the past 10 years. That is due to poor budgetary approaches by the government of the day. The issues that are being problems in the public health are being addressed in terms of processes by having meetings with management and also meetings with the public health and welfare sector bargaining council at the provincial level.
Healthcare workers and occupational health.